Live from Los Angeles.
I didn't know we were starting.
Yeah, well, we started.
All right.
But I'm here for the weekend visiting Kevin.
Yep.
We're kind of friends.
We've been acquaintances for a long time.
Yeah.
Too long.
Yeah. This weekend has not gone that well, but we're still going to do a podcast. No. It's been cool. We've been driving around LA and seeing some cool stuff. And we just got, a lady just got mad at us for taking a picture of Whitey Bulger's apartment building in Santa Monica.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think she owned the place, but she certainly acted like she
did. I was in the street. I wasn't even on the sidewalk, no. So I don't know what she was so upset about. But yesterday, Wonder Years House in Burbank.
Yep.
That was cool.
It was fantastic.
And then we went to Bob's Espresso Bar in North Hollywood, which Robert Romanos, who is better known as Mike Damone from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, owns and runs the place, and we went in there, and he was super cool.
Yeah, really nice.
Like, super nice, and we talked to him for a few minutes and hung out, and so if you are out here, go there.
Bob's Espresso.
Yeah, it was cool. So anyway, we're going to do a podcast. We started off with an LA band, Venice Beach, from mm-hmm. back in the day, Suicidal Tendencies, Trip at the Brain. You want to start off the first set and we'll get it rolling?
I love that idea.
Woo!
I love that, too. That's what I really want.
You know, right now it's about 11 a.m. California time, and it's
been up all night.
1 p.m. Kansas City time.
Oh, God.
That's been my joke all weekend. Tell them what time it is in Kansas City.
It's hilarious, too, guys.
And I get to go back to Kansas City today, which is awesome.
You're really...
Really nice weather.
You've got a bright future there. Ugh. Clearly. How about we start with a little T-Rex?
I like that. On. I like that idea.
Let's go. Up top.
Rock on, yeah.
see what you've done. What can I do but pack up and run? Now I know the rules. Get yourself another fool. You said that you love me. I was yours to command. But your kind of love my heart couldn't stand. You used me for a tool. Get yourself another fool. And now that we're through, you say you're meant to be true. Oh, but deep down in your heart, I know that our love could never grow. I tried to believe you, that we'd never part. But your kind of love broke my poor heart. Now I know the rules. Get yourself another fool. Get yourself another fool.
Out on the streets, that's where we meet. You make the night.
we're back.
Woo!
You started that one off.
Yeah, that was T-Rex. They're, you know, although they're not a California band, they make me feel like California, quite honestly.
I'm sure they spent a lot of time here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's, everybody records out
here. You know that movie, The Stoned Age?
Yeah. Clifton Collins Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Because I think they play, maybe it's even that song that's in it. It's Bang a Gong or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like unintentionally the funniest movie ever made.
Yeah, it slid down because it was like Dazed and Confused really started.
It was huge.
Yeah, and then somebody got money to make that, which is fantastic.
And they got a lot of money too, that budget, just the soundtrack.
The soundtrack, yeah.
Black Sabbath, T-Rex,
I'm blanking.
There's all kinds of, but from the production values, I mean, it was obviously a movie that cost a lot of money.
Yes.
And listen, we've been on some movie sets. We've done some catering. We've done catering on some movie sets.
On some of the greats, too. Michael Bay.
Yep.
I'm starting at Michael Bay.
I never saw him, though. Did you?
I worked on a commercial for him.
In Chicago.
And I was craft service. And they made me not get any food for the entire crew because Michael Bay wanted me to go to Starbucks to get him at Starbucks. And his assistant walked in after I waited in line for a half an hour and grabbed the drink out of my hand, told me I did it wrong, and then walked out. and then I got to go do my real job. So he's a great guy. I mean, everything you've heard is true.
Well, I think because we worked on Amityville Horror remake.
Yeah.
In Chicago in 2004.
Yep.
And he was like the executive producer. And apparently he wasn't happy with the way the shoot was going. And he like flew in on a helicopter to yell at the producers.
And then got back on the helicopter and flew off. Yep.
That was kind of a disgusting job.
The greatest part about that was the director of that movie. And I don't remember his name offhand.
Andrew Douglas or something like that.
Exactly.
British guy.
He, I think, did less on set than I've ever seen a person because he was so unhappy. They packaged that whole movie together with like a script, producers, like actors, and they just hired the director to say action and cut. And
right. You can tell he was kind of frustrated.
Yeah.
Because he seemed like a
pretty great guy. Yeah, point is he was awesome. He just wanted to do more and wasn't able to. But I don't think he directed anything since.
Really? I haven't
watched. Yeah, I think he was like, I'm going to go back to London and
live. Fuck this.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Right.
Yeah, cool.
I already forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah, well, most importantly, we were going to talk about the other night.
Got to get to that.
Okay.
The middle song there was Sam Cooke, Get Yourself Another Fool.
Yeah.
Well, quality.
Sam Cooke, that's all you have to say.
Shot in L.A.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We should have made a trip down to that hotel where he got killed, but another time.
That'll be next time.
I'm coming back in the fall, hopefully. Yep. And then we had to play Rat Round and Round because the other night...
let's give a proper due to.
We went to a karaoke bar in Santa Monica called the Gaslight, and it was karaoke, and like one after another. The next person was crazier and better than the person before him for like an hour straight. It was perfect.
Yeah,
and this couple sang "Rat Round and Round," and it was. I got some of it on video. It's so good.
It was. Yeah, it wasn't the level of, like, you're thinking, oh, L.A., people probably practice all week in their apartments. And these people may have, but they, I don't know what they were watching when they practiced, because it was kind of a living nightmare, but in a really fun way. It was a David Lynch movie, quite honestly.
Yeah, it was weird.
Related to that. And
there was a guy, I don't know, there was a guy with no teeth who did, he did a rap song. Oh, he did Vanilla Ice.
No, first he did Jay-Z, though.
Oh, but then he did Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, then he did Vanilla Ice.
He wasn't a bad rapper.
No, he didn't have all his teeth, but he wasn't a bad rapper at all. He danced a bit, too.
He had like the same move that he would break out.
Bust out. It was almost like a, the Charlie Brown, Snoopy dance, where they just shuffle their feet a lot. That was his, but he put a lot into it.
And he would try and do the splits. But anyway, it was a good time, so we had to honor that evening and play that song.
Yeah.
So let's go into another set. I played a song by this band on my last podcast, but I think they're really good, so I'm going to play another one. Steve Adamick Band from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, Not a Witness.
Great.
Do it. Kevin and Matt. I said, okay. Started off with Steve Adamick Band, Not a Witness. I like them quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then we got a little request from the other room.
All the way from
the kitchen.
The kitchen. Megan Haas, my wife, who also was another host of yours this weekend, who also like went around and did everything that we asked her to do, which is kind of amazing.
She's been doing whatever we want, which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
She made me a birthday cake.
You got a birthday cake out of it, too. It was kind of more than you deserve.
Went out to dinner. Mm-hmm. Went to the Rainbow.
Yeah.
To eat dinner.
Went to the Rainbow, which was a place up on Sunset.
Yeah.
Which really took me back to the last time I was on Sunset.
When was that?
Well, I mean, like, a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
But I don't go there every year.
It was cool, though. Like, it's Lemmy's hangout, apparently.
Yeah. We didn't see him.
Cool memorabilia. It's an old hair, you know, I guess it's not even a hair metal thing. It's been there since forever.
And yeah. I think each generation kind of uses it for something.
Right.
And, but it was, they had a lot of memorabilia up with, GNR and all the classics that, I know that you're really into.
Yeah. I love that show.
I've been, a fan of for a long time as well.
Yeah. Now it's kind of like, now we're in the Hoobastank generation, you know?
That's the one that, yeah, if you have dreads and play funky bass, I mean, I don't know, I'm into it.
Yeah, so what was her song that she wanted to hear?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Get with it.
I know. Chick Habit, which is April March, and it's actually off the Death Proof soundtrack.
Cool.
I mean, you know, that's what kind of made it famous. And again, very LA feel.
Right.
You know, love that.
And then, yeah, so we decided to play one of the, you know, quintessential L.A. bands, the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Sloop John B. instrumental. I like the instrumental stuff just as much as I like the other stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the, obviously, you know, their harmonizing is what makes them famous.
Right.
But it's also the orchestration, too.
Oh, yeah. And when you listen to it without the vocals and stuff sometimes, I don't know. I think it's fun to do that sometimes.
Yep.
Do that and then cry.
I knew you were going there.
To cry?
Yeah, you've been doing that quite a bit.
But at one of the other adventures we went on yesterday, we found the Wonder Years house, which was really cool. That neighborhood was beautiful.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Burbank. There's a lot going on in the valley, guys.
Yeah. So with that TV show in mind, should we play the theme song?
Yeah, definitely. That's right.
Sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you I
And it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it so feels like mad.
I'm a little help from my friend.
Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my
I'm
friends?
A little help from my friend.
I promise myself I'll get back.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah, so that was starting off with the Wonder Years, Joe Cocker, and...
What is that song actually called?
I don't know.
A Little Help from My Friends or
something? Yeah, I mean, I always think, whenever I think of Joe Cocker, I think of Jim Belushi doing Joe Cocker, which was amazing.
Did you say Jim Belushi? I thought you did.
I did say Jim Belushi, because that's who I think of.
He's always on your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then we played a Mean Gene song, Case Race. That's off their first full-length, Are You Serious?
Are You Serious?
Do you have that album?
No.
It's good shit, man. Yeah. I love them. They're probably, like, my favorite current band.
And here's the thing. I think I have 100 of their songs from you.
Oh, I sent, yeah.
But, like, on random different things, so I don't even know any of their, I don't even know any of their albums, I don't think, which is sad. This is, like... I'm the problem with the music of this generation is I'm single songs. I don't even know albums anymore.
Yeah. Well, things have changed.
I don't know. Get with it, man. Twitter.
And then you you ended that
Instagram.
Set. Insta what?
Yeah.
Well, then you ended that with a Misfits tune.
Yeah, Astro Zombies.
Sweet.
Always fun.
Classic.
Always fun. They're honestly a fun band. That's the way I look at them.
Oh, yeah. So. I saw Danzig played in Kansas City last year, and they did a brief Misfits set.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. What,
He got all pissed off.
I was going to say, where is he with that? Like,
I don't know. Like, Doyle came out and played a few songs with him, and, like, it was probably, like, a 15-minute set.
Yeah.
And, but... He got mad about something, and they were supposed to come out and do an encore, and the show just ended. People like were pretty pissed.
Yeah, I mean, he's still got a big following. You would hope that like he's enjoying it, but hey,
yeah, I don't know. Apparently, he's probably pretty difficult. Have you ever seen that video of him getting knocked out by some dude?
No.
Backstage, because really? He like mouthed off to some guy he shouldn't have mouthed off to, and the guy's like one punch,
put him down.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, Misfits, though, one of the best bands of all time. Yeah. Anyway, have you heard Josh Berwanger Band album?
I have.
You like it?
It's a good album, yeah.
Yeah.
Really fast, let me just say Josh Berwanger is a person that I, again, know very well, and I've never met the guy one time.
Oh, yeah.
Because of knowing you.
Oh, yeah.
And I've honestly liked every step in what he does. I think it's awesome.
So. Yeah, Only Children stuff. That's when
because
that's what he was doing when we first met. Well, yes. He was kind of in between stuff because we started working together, 2002?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and Kevin and I did production work together, so we've literally spent thousands
of hours
just staring at each other in a truck or something.
Yeah. Giving a look like you're miserable too. Yeah, that's okay.
We had a suicide pact.
We're gonna talk about that.
Should we?
Yeah. Well, we are now.
If we were both still doing production work or catering production. Yeah. Sorry, Sean. By the time we were 30, we were gonna
just end it. It was that miserable at a point. So there were some low moments, but there was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Looking back on it.
Really fast with that. When we did Batman Begins, you know how we had to walk around at night and pass out food because it was like walking meals or something?
They called it French hours.
Yeah, French hours.
Right.
What are the French up to?
I don't know.
And anyway, I got stuck on the roof scene where they bring the bat signal in. I was going up to the roof to like deliver, and they were like, no, you can't come up here right now. And it was me and Christian Bale in the Batman suit stuck in this like secondary level right
now. Just
down
you
there.
And him?
Just me and him. And I was holding a plate of egg rolls and it got really uncomfortable. And because I was like, am I supposed to talk to this guy? I don't know if he's like cool with like people looking at him, you know, especially in the Batman costume. And finally he looks at me and he's like, egg rolls? And I was like, that's right. And he took one and he looks at the sauce and he goes, sweet and sour sauce. And I go, yep. And he takes it and eats it and he goes, oh, I needed that. Thank you. And I was like, I just saved Batman.
You saved the whole production.
I saved the whole production.
That was a crazy job.
That was, yeah.
18-hour days every day.
For a month straight. A
lot of tears.
There was, yeah.
I had a mental breakdown every day.
You weren't the only one, man. And that was when everybody would roll by, constantly when we're shooting on the streets of Chicago and ask if Batman was around, like you and I who were preparing food and where Batman was
I'm carrying a tray of cookies and they're like, where's Batman at?
And are you Batman?
I have that information.
Right. I'm playing Bruce Wayne. He's a caterer. And I'm also Batman.
Good times.
It was. What are we doing?
Let's play anyway. Josh Berwanger Band from Kansas City. Good friend of ours. We're going to play a song off of his latest record called Strange Stains. I know he's going to South by Southwest.
Yeah.
Next week to play like four shows or something. So, and then I think he might be doing like a little tour after he leaves Austin. So anyway, this is Josh Berwanger Band, Baby Loses Her Mind.
Do it,
bitch.
Jenny's up on the roof again. She's not taking her medicine. If you knew my little baby, you'd stop jumping so much. Trouble with brand new stars, smoking cigarettes, breaking hearts. I know my love, baby, you can't own it no more. Cause baby's losing her mind, she can't handle the pressure. I'm gonna leave her behind, it's easier to forget her. Jenny's up on the roof, they say. She parties all night, sleeps all day. In the darkest night, I try to let you go. She yells out when I was young. I'm getting old and it's no fun. If you could hear me calling, you might love me once more. Cause baby's losing her mind. She says she's feeling the pressure. I'm gonna leave her behind. It's easier to forget her. I'm gonna leave her behind. The only way to forget her. Cause baby's losing her mind. Says she's feeling the pressure. I'm gonna leave her behind. It's easier to forget her.
Now my personality is an unwanted commodity.
Believe
I used to be Mr. Steve Austin on the mic.
6 million ways
I used to run it. I guess Oscar Goldman got mad cause I got loose circuits.
So loose.
I beat a mother goose with the eggs that seem to be.
Yo, pack my bags, cause I'm out of here. My
mama don't love me and my mama don't care. Read the papers, the headlines say, washed up rapper got some. Lingo's busted while the guitar sways. B-side copy for the radio plays for something. I knew I blew the whole fandango when the drum programmer wore a Kanga. Never could be like great fish, won't bite bait. Realize that I'm over like clover. No good luckin', so Mace beat the fucking beat. While a teenage fan the heat, I bring it to the clues, paid all my dues. So what's gone's dead, let me use my forehead. Easy pack it up, man, let me stop stalling. Cause everything I do is like falling. You played yourself.
Gavin. I played Josh Berwanger band Baby Loses Her Mind.
Boom.
Yep. And then you had an excellent choice for the second one of
that. Yeah. Yeah, that was De La Soul and Teenage Fan Club from the Judgment Night soundtrack, Fallen.
I love that movie.
That was an important soundtrack to
it
me
was.
As a kid, honestly. And that movie's awesome. It was Chicago, but we thought in honor of having worked together on so many movies.
Yeah. I need to revisit that. I have it on VHS.
Yeah. Do you still own a VCR, by the way?
Yeah. There's something weird going on. I tried to watch something on VCR like a few weeks ago, and there's something wrong with it, but I still have a lot of
shit. Yeah. I gave mine pretty much all to my brother, and then I don't know what happened, but I really am sad because there's a lot of stuff you can't actually still get. Yeah. So.
Rad.
Yeah. Hey.
And like I spent so much of my youth just wandering around a video store that I love having the VHS copies of.
Yeah, it was so much more fun to go to a video store. Like go to a video store.
Walk around.
It got you it would like spark, you know, so many things. But now it's like I sit on my couch and I flip through
Netflix and I don't even want to watch it.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, yeah, I definitely miss that experience.
Yeah.
Even though it means talking to people.
Yeah, I don't like that really. But I remember seeing Taxi Driver, that cover as a little kid and being like, what is that movie about? And when I saw it, of course, I loved it. But some of those old covers too. The Over the Edge and Rock and Roll High School and The Outsiders and all the horror movies, of course.
But yeah, there was probably a ton that I actually browsed without ever actually watching.
Yeah.
But they were like still ingrained in your memory.
Yeah.
You know?
I just remember so many covers. But yeah, that Judgment Night's an awesome movie. Mm-hmm. Underrated, I think.
Absolutely.
I guess it was kind of a hit when it came out, especially the soundtrack, like you were saying. That was a big deal.
Yeah, I think it made the movie bigger than what it actually was.
What was that? Didn't Onyx have a song on there with a metal band?
Yeah.
Anthrax, maybe, or something? Or maybe the Anthrax. Maybe Anthrax was with somebody else.
Oh, man.
I need to look at the list.
I was going to say, now.
Like Slayer was on there, and
Did Ice-T do it?
Biohazard.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Ice-T.
I remember if he did a combination. Oh, well.
Anyway, and then we ended that set with, we wanted to play a, you know, quintessential Los Angeles song. So Los Angeles by X, awesome band.
Great.
I'd love to see them. They do play shows here and there. So
yeah.
Our friend Luke saw them in North Carolina a few years ago and said they were great.
Yeah,
so.
I think they play here too. So.
And that John Doe seems like a pretty busy guy. He's always got all kinds of shit going on.
Yeah.
Like acting and
his
other bands and all that stuff, so. Anyway, I love that early 80s LA, Orange County punk stuff. Like, that's the episode after this is going to be all that kind of
shit. Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah. Nice. So that should be fun. But, sorry. Anyway, let's end. We usually end with a Ramones song, and Kevin had an idea. What do you feel like ending with?
I feel like ending with a, I wanted to do, just read the book of Genesis for you all.
Leviticus.
But instead, we're going to do something fun, which is play a little Rock and Roll High School.
Yeah, we were going to maybe go to Van Nuys High School, which is where they filmed Rock and Roll, but we just didn't have time. There was too much rain, the traffic was bad.
It was the most rain since 1978.
Holy shit, is that real?
That was real? Fact.
I mean, true.
So.
And I needed to take a nap.
Yeah,
you know,
old man Gilligan.
Yeah. So anyway, let's play Rock and Roll High School. And thanks for having me this weekend.
Thanks for coming this weekend.
Hopefully, make it out in the fall.
I'd like that.
And I know you're never coming back to Kansas City.
I'll be there.
All right,
mark it down.